Embassy in Washington organized the vigil as Haitian immigrants waited for news about family and friends. They vowed to stay strong.
We can cry of despair and why did this happen to us, or we can be strong.
Philippe Lemaire says he has family in Haiti and came to show support for Haiti's people.
They have people here that are praying for them, and are hoping the best.
Medical and relief supplies from many countries have been arriving at the airport in Port-au-Prince. Bob Raimi of the Greater Washington Haiti Relief Committee says he is grateful for the outpouring of support.
We're going to need a lot of help for days, months, weeks, even years to come.
The embassy has become a center for local relief efforts and disseminating information. Much of the phone service in Haiti is down, and so getting information out has been a challenge. Haiti's ambassador to Washington, Raymond Joseph, says Haiti asked for and is getting help from the U.S. State Department on restoring communication.
They sent in the technicians in Haiti, and they're putting up a special communication system to help the government communicate with the people.
Voice of America's Creole service has expanded programming to Haiti and is relaying messages from Haitians in the U.S. to their relatives. Haitians are desperate to learn whether friends and relatives have survived. Jacques Jean-Baptiste with VOA's Creole service is among them. His 96-year-old father lives close to the collapsed presidential palace in Port-au-Prince.
I am waiting for the phone call that will arrive and then to ease my anguish.
And so are many others. Deborah Block, VOA News, Washington. In my